So the Rambam in Ilchos Shmita v'Yovel brings down that by Yovel the mitzvah is lit koya b'shoifar. Doesn't say mishmu b'shoifar. The Rambam in the Koteret HaMitzvah also says the mitzvah is lit koya b'shoifar. So Rabbi Yoshi, so the Radvaz is already medayik that the mitzvah perhaps of the Rambam is different. Even though by Shroshona is lishmoya kol shoifar, here the mitzvah is the tkiya. So says the Radvaz, that would be an afkimina, since the mitzvah here is the tkiya. So perhaps you make a brocha litkua b'shoifar, that is mesupak. And perhaps the idea is that the Ram writes that the chiyuv is first on the basin, and then chayev kol echad ve'echad l'shmoa. So says the Radvaz, the Rambam in the Tshuva writes that by Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah is shmiya for two reasons. Number one, because otherwise how can you listen from somebody? L'chol is a mitzvah shebegufo it can be yoitzeh. And number two, the halacha is that if you blow and you didn't listen, if you blew into a boir or if you blew it into a pit or into a house that has echo, you're not yoitzeh. If the mitzvah is tkiya, you're tokeya. So says the Rambam, al korch the mitzvah is the shmiya. So says the Radvaz, if according to the Rambam, if the word is that if the mitzvah is the tkiya, you cannot be yoitzeh somebody else. We must have to say, if the Rambam means a kol echad ve'echad, perhaps means that everyone has to blow on himself. You cannot have one blow for others on the Yovel. And indeed, there is a ritvo in Rosh Hashanah, the Flamed Aleph, who says that. That indeed, by Mitzvah Yovel, since the Mitzvah Tkia, each one has to blow and you cannot be yoitzeh to somebody else. So that's what the Rava says. Maybe you make the Brocha Tkia and maybe you're not yoitzeh from somebody else. Rabbi Yoshe Ben says if the Mitzvah indeed is the Tkia, so the Rambam writes in Ilchoy Shoifar that if a person stole a Shoifar, there's no Mitzvah Babavera. Because the shofar is only a vehicle. The chavta shel mitzvah is really the sound, because the mitzvah is tolu shamea, and therefore in sound cannot be stolen. It's not something physical. So if the mitzvah on the yovel is the tkiya, comes out, then perhaps indeed mitzvah babavero apply, because then if the mitzvah is the tkiya, you have to go ahead and take the shofar itself. So that's what Rabbi Yoshe Ben says. Now the problem is, if you look at the Rambam writes that all Ilchis, Shofar, Hayoivel are the same as Rosh Hashanah. So is Mashma. The Rambam by Ilchis Rosh Hashanah says Shofar HaGozel is Yetzer. So is Mashma, the same aloha applies by Yoivel. The Rambam says the aloha are the same. And the second kasha is even bigger. The Rambam writes himself on Ilchis Shofar that you cannot blow Shofar, you cannot be Yetzer the mitzvah if you can't listen to it, if you listen to an echo. The Rambam in Ilchis Yovel says the halachos of Shofar shel Yovel are exactly the same halachos of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam just told you that the mitzvah has to be shmiya by Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise, why do you have to listen to it? One second, if the mitzvah is like the Rambam with Choret Mashu, that he's saying that on Yovel is mitzvah tkiya, how can you go ahead and not be yoite if there's no sound? The Rambam just told you that's not the case. So that's a problem. And the truth is, it's very funny, because we learn Shofar shel Yovel and Shofar shel Yovel, you have to blow three groups of Tkiya Shvorim, Tkiya. Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. And Machlok is what Trua is. But the three is because twice is written by Yovel, and once is written by Rosh Hashanah. Now, if the mitzvah by Rosh Hashanah is blowing, and the mitzvah is listening, and mitzvah by Yovel is blowing, how can you merge the two together? So, number one, how can you merge the two together? And it's Mashon the Rambam that Yovel has the exact same halachas as the Ilchus of Shofar. The only exception might be because that, that one person cannot be yoitzeh, because the Rambam says that. You could read that in the Rambam. But the rest of the halachas are the same. If one is mitzvah shmiya, the other is tkiya, how can you have the same halachas? So I want to use what the Emek Brocha says. The Emek Brocha says a little different, because the Emek Brocha wants to say that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is both, the shmiya and the tkiya. But the Rambam says, the Pasuk says shmiya by Rosh Hashanah, because the post says Yom Truva Yelchem on the passive. And by Yovel, it says on the active way, Vehavartem Shofar Truva. So therefore, the aloha is that the Pasuk says Tkiya by Yovel, and it says Shmiya by Rosh Hashanah. But because of the Gzera Shofar, the Gemara says, Machoidish Ashvi, the Shekol Ashtruva Yishov, it means the blowing is the same. So we merge the two together. But that's not Mashma, because the Rambam just told you, and the Tshuvas, I think the Rav Plok perhaps didn't see the Tshuva, the Rambam and the Tshuva says, Beferush, that if the mitzvah is the Tkiya, you cannot be Yoitzeh. And the Radvaz says, perhaps in Yovel you're not Yoitzeh. That's what the Rambam means to say, Shei kol echad echad tokea. But by Rosh Hashanah, so he can't say it. Elamai, you have to say something like this. The mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah is Shmiya. because the pasuk says Yom Teruah Lachem. The mitzvah by Yovel is the tkiyah, because the pasuk says Vehavartem Shevar Teruah. The Gzeira Shov only tells you that even though the primary halacha is that, as a derivative, as a second halacha, you have to also reconcile the other one. So by Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is the shmiyah, but you have to give the halachas of tkiyah. In other words, the halachas of tkiyah apply. That's why I did kavona shomei mashpia. The tkiyah has to be bar chiyuva. By Yovel is the opposite. The mitzvah is the tkiyah. That's the mitzvah. But there is a tnai that has to be shmiyah. Therefore, you cannot blow it if you don't, what you call it, if there is an echo. So it comes out that the mitzvah, you could say that the mitzvah by Rosh Hashanah is indeed shmiyah by Yovel is tkiyah. The Gzer Shova tells you that even though this is the primary, there is a secondary component, which is not the mitzvah. It's a tnai in the mitzvah, that the tnai by Rosh Hashanah is there has to be a Ma'isa mitzvah, which is the tkiyah, and by Yom Yovel there is a tnai that has to be a shmiya, right? So that's the idea. So it comes out as a primary. Now, see, you could say that according to what we said last week, perhaps the mitzvah by Yovel is not the tkiyah. The mitzvah is producing the sound, is hashmos akol. And that makes a lot of sense. So in Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah, the ikara mitzvah, is listening to the voice. Making the sound is a part, is a tnai, is like the Ma'isa Mitzvah. By Yovel is exactly the opposite. Producing the sound is the mitzvah. Listening to the sound is a tnai. So Mimela is not Ogiyah. It's very possible that you don't need Bechal Tkiyah. That's not what the Rambam means Tkiyah. There's no such a thing as Tkiyah. And therefore we'll tell you that Mitzvah Baba Vera, stealing a shofar, you'll be Yoytze on both. Because the Iker voice is the voice. That's the Iker Mitzvah. Only one is the mitzvah is listening, and the tnai is that it has to be blown, and that's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kiyovel is exactly the opposite. The mitzvah is to produce the sound. The tnai is that tnai, you have to be able to listen, you have to actually listen to the sound. So that's the idea. And the question is why? Why talking Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah to leave the tkiyah as a Shabbos, and they have the same halachas? Why one the mitzvah is the tkiyah, the other one is the shmiyah? And we apply both halachas, but one the primary shmiyah Rosh Hashanah, tkiyah Yovel. Why is that so? The second thing is, if you look at the davening of Yom Kippur by Neila, the pasuk, the tefillah says, "Atanuisin yad lapoishim v'mincha pshuta lekabel shovim," and then the tefillah says, very interesting, at the end of Neila, says the end of Neila like this. Ve'ata lo ikaslichu izrachum ve'chanu nerach hapayim ve'rav chesed ve'emez u'bar be'lehitiv ve'ah roitzi ata b'tshuvosam shel Rishoyim. You want the tshuva of Rishoyim. Ve'inata chofes mitzosam. You do not want the Rishoyim to die. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you really want tshuva. You don't want people to die. And we bring three psukim for that, to prove. The first pasuk is, she'ne'emer em olem chay Hashem ne'um Hashem Elohim. And Hashem Elohim is adnus Elohim, and Elohim is havaye. Benikud Elokim. Then brings the second pasukim. Chofetz echpoiz morosh shuvu shuvu midarchechem v'losamut. Then second pasuk is chofetz echpoiz moisrosha neum avaye Elokim, which is adnus and Elokim benikud havaye. And when the clock was amazed, neum Hashem Elokim v'shuv v'chiyu. Also adnus and havaye benikud Elokim. So havaye benikud Elokim, that you write havaye and you write Elokim in the post shem Hashem Elokim, is a very rare shem. Why the three psukim that you mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Neila, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want tshuva, you don't want people to die. Why specifically the Shem, Havaye b'nikud Elokim? So the pasuk, the Havaye b'nikud Elokim, it says already by Rashi. Rashi brings down the Chumash. In the pasuk, it says, Ba'ischan Rashi v'yoymer Hashem Elokim. So Rashi says there, Rachum bedin. So Rachum bedin asks Rambad, is mashma that Adnus, the first Shem is Rachum, and Havaye b'nikud Elokim is din. Says the Ramban is the opposite. Adus is always Din, and Havaye is always Rachamim. So he says, doesn't mean Rachum Bedin. It means that Kudosh Baruch Hu is done by Rachamim. And he argues with Rashi. Says the Maharal, Rashi also agrees with that, because there is a Kri in the Ksiv. The Kri of the Shem Elohim is Elohim, but the Ksiv is Havaye. And says, so the Ra'om wanted to say that the Rashi means Rachum Bedin is reconciling the Kri and the Ksiv. The Kri is Adnus, is Elohim, I'm sorry. The Ksiv is Havaye. He's telling you, Rachum Bedin, that he's merging the two together. It says the Maharal, he never do such a thing. Either usually there's a contradiction. One means one, and another means another. So the Kri here means Elohim, and the Ksiv means Havaya. You can't put the two together. They're mutually exclusive. So says the Maral, Rashi also means the Ramban, that the din, rachum bedin, is your rachum in a preceding din. Adnus is din. Havaya benikud Elohim is rachum, because the Ksiv is Havaya, which is what you call it, which is Rachmonus, which is the Shema Chesed. So that's what he says. So Rashi means to say that you take the Shem Adnos, which is the first one, and Havaya b'Nikud Elohim, you focus on not the Kri, you focus on the Ksiv, and the Ksiv is a Rachum. So it means Rachum, which is Havaya b'Din Adnos. And the questions on the morale is two things. There's always Kri and Ksiv. The Havaya b'Nikud Elohim, which is Elohim, the Kri is Midas Adin, the Ksiv is Midas Harachamim. Why do you focus on Midas Harachamim? You call Rachum Bedin, and Rachum means the Ksiv. Why don't you say it's Din? Why do you say the focus? So Rashi says Rachum Bedin means Din is Shem Atnus. Rachum is the Shem Havai, because the Ksiv is there. Why don't you focus on the Kri, not on the Ksiv? And the Briskov also mentioned, why? Why would we do that? That's number one. And also, why the order? If Rashi agrees with the Ramban that Adnus means Elohim, should have been said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done Berach, is done Berach, because Adnus is before. So why Rashi says Rachum Bedin? It means to say Rachum in the preceding Din. Why, like, your Rachum comes before? It should have been the Rachum comes afterwards. And why you're dashing the Ksiv? That's number two. And then we say in number three, in Ne'ilah, we say Takus Bochu, we say like this, Vatitel Law Nesyoy Makipuri Maze, Kates Umechila Slicha Kapora Kolavon Isenu, Leman Nechdal Meyoshekadena, that we should go ahead and refrain from oppression in our hands. What is it, refraining from oppression in our hands? I mean, you give us your keepers for Mechila, in order that we should be able to release our hands from oppression. What does it have to do with the oppression here? And why to release the oppression? If it's Ben Adam L'Chaver, maybe it's Ben Adam L'Chaver, even Kippur Adam happen. So to answer all of that, you have to see what the Shayura says. What's Havai B'Nikud Elohim? Havai B'Nikud Elohim is Shem Habina. That's the Shem Habina. Because it's a statement, and the idea is because this is the source of Dinim. The Zohar says the same idea. What's Bina? There is no Midas Adin, but Mino Dinin Misorin. That is the source of Midas Adin. Vos Mentos. The Pshat is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch has one message. One message is Chesed. In order for Chesed to exist, it has to turn into Midas Adin. So it has to create a Chesed, has to create a Midas Adin to be able to achieve Chesed. The one which is Mevin Dover Mitoich Dover, that is able to create, to take the message of Chesed and to translate into orders of Din in order to achieve the Chesed, the translator that takes the idea and turn them into commands, into messages, is Midas Habina. Bina is called the source of Midas Adin. That's why is that? It's Havaya B'Nikud Elohim. It's really Midas Chesed. It's really Midas Havaya. But the way how you read it, how you perceive it, is Midas Adin. That's why Havaya, which is exactly what it is Rachum Bedin. What does it mean, Rachum Bedin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Din is only Noveh from Rachum. So that's why it's Rachum Bedin. Even though it appears to be the Din comes first, Adnus, and then Havaya B'Nikud Elohim. But the idea is that Havaya is the source of that. It's like Soif Ma'aseh B'Machshava Tchila. And that's why we look always at the Ksiv. Because the Kri is Midas Adin. But the Kri of Havaya is Adnus. You realize that Adnus, Kayadua, is Malchus. And Havaya B'Nikud Elohim is Bina. So Rashi could never tell you, why do you darshan the Ksiv of Shem Havaya B'Nikud Elohim, not the Kri? Because the Kri of Nikud Elohim is Adnus, which is the first Shem. That's Din. So the idea is that Adnus Elohim means what it Midas Hadin is all about. Midas Hadin is Midas Havaya that's read with Midas Hadin. So you take the Ksiv of Havaya, and the Kri is the Adnus. So Elohim is only a transitional Kri. That's why the Maral says you focus on the Ksiv of Havaya and the Shem of Adnus, because the Shem of Adnus is really the activation, the actualization of the decree of Shem Adonai, Havai B'Shem Nikud Elokim. Bimele you could see, if that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Midas Adin is Ados, which comes from Havai B'Nikud Elokim, Zich HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people to die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tshuva. So the Pasuk says, I don't want you to die. I'm giving you a challenge. But my goal of the challenge is not chasum that you should lose. My goal in the challenge is that you're doing. It's a rigged game. Because you realize the Midas Adin is only Havaya translating into Midas Adin to allow Rachamim to take place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum Bedin. It's not Din Berachum, it's Rachum Bedin. So Mimela, the Pasuk that says that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to win, he doesn't want you to lose. He wants B'tshuvas Rishoy, not Chofetz B'misosam, is the Pasuk that uses the Shem Havaya B'Nikud Elokim and Adnus as emanating from Havaya B'Nikud Elokim. That's why Adnus Elohim is the one, the Shem that represents what Midas Adin is all about. That is a game for us to win and not to lose, and the idea is that Avad Ados in Hawaii, B'Nikud Elokim tells me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chofes in the Tshuva of Rishoyim V'Nata Chofes V'Misosam. Once we understand that, that's Givaldik. So that's what's Ne'ilah. What is Ne'ilah all about? Ne'ilah all about is that Rosh Hashanah, we connect to the voice of the Neshama, to the call of Bina. So in other words, we had challenges in the year, and all the challenges, Yom Kippur is that we go back and we connect to Bina. We connect Kibeyochol Takudosh Baruch Hu in the source of the command. We connect to the voice, which is the mission of life. How that mission gets translated, we messed up. We connect to get the message again and to translate into commands. So we connect to Bina again. Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvah Shofar, let us hear Bina. The idea to connect to Bina is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Kayadua, is the day which is the day that Avodim go back. So this go back to the source. Says the Maharal, is the day that we go back to the source. Is the Shliach going back to the Meshaleach to get the Shlichus again. To tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to hear your Shlichus. To get a new chance of Bina. This is the day that Bina rebuilds itself. That's why Yom Kippur is the day of Bina. Kayadua, that Yom Kippur is Alma de Chayrus, is the world of Bina. That's why the Arizal says Rosh Hashanah ends in Ne'ilah, that Ne'ilah, Kodesh Bohu Bina, produces five Gvuras. Five Gvuras, five is always Keneged the Koima Hashlem of Adam, Keneged the five parts of the Shema, Keneged the Partsufim, right? Which is the Sham Havai plus the Kutsa Shliud. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces a new set of challenges, a new set of commands. We connect to Bina and we get our mission again. All, if you look at, and I'm going to, I just can't go into Majita, but Yom Kippur, the Vidui, is that the Shliach is accountability. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go to the mission control and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to give accountability because I'm here under your mission. Once we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we connect and we say that we belong to you and we have a mission, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chance to fulfill that mission. Bina is the chesed that Yom Kippur, we get a new chance of challenges to allow and to make sure that we win the game, we don't lose. And that's why on Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibiyochol, commands five gvuras, five Midas Adin, which is the five challenges of Midas Adin produced by Midas HaChesed, tailor-made for us to win. So, Mimele, it's Givaldek. What's the idea of Yom Kippur? Leman Nechdal Me'oy Shekadeinu, for us to be able to rectify Gzela. In this world, we look back and we violated the mission. We stole the mission. We have to get the chance to make it whole, to fulfill the mission. Yom Kippur does a kapora, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a second chance to fulfill the mission by giving us the challenges for next year that allow us to return what we've stolen. So therefore is Leman Nechdal Me'oshek Yadeinu is a representation of what the avoid of Yom Kippur. That's why there is a says Yom Kippur is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces a new set of Midas Adin. Is the ultimate chesed, but is Havaya B'Nikud Elokim that we get now the challenges to fulfill our mission. So Bimele is Givaldik. Yoivel, that's the voice of Bina, is that command before it's translated to words. On Rosh Hashanah we listen because we connect to the command. Yoivel is the ultimate Yom Kippur. That not only that we connect to the command, that we're actually able to fulfill the command, that's Shara Cherus. That we don't only listen to the voice, we act to produce the voice. We connect. There's no translation loss. Therefore, what is the ultimate idea of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah? Is the voice of the shofar. Is the voice of the mission. Is the command of the mission. Rosh Hashanah, we listen to it. Yovel is the tikkun of Yom Kippur. Not only we listen, that we actually incorporated it, that the mission becomes fulfilled. The fulfillment of the mission is not only that we listen to the voice of shofar, that we actually blow the shofar. Therefore, the mitzvah on Yovel and Rosh Hashanah and Hainu Hach, one is listening, one is producing the voice. One is getting to the mission, one is fulfilling the mission. The fulfillment of the mission is Yovel, which is the ultimate Yom Kippur, is called Alma Decherus, which Bina, is this Nun Shari Bina, that whatever we do, we will do it right. The fulfillment of the mission, when there is the freedom of the slaves, the freedom of slavery, is when shofar is not only heard, but shofar gets actually blown by us. That the shofar, that the mission is not that we listen to the mission becomes us, becomes the incorporation of us. So Vimeles Givaldik, says the Rambam, on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is to listen to the mission. On Yom Kippur is to actually that we become part of the mission, and that produces cause us. Because Baruch Hu did allow us to actually fulfill our mission and to really use Yom Kippur to realize that we have a mission, that we are shluchim of Meshaleach, that Baruch Hu should give us indeed the choices and the challenges to allow us to fulfill the mission.